Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And we are so happy to be joining you again for another week of theme park talk as things start to open and, you know, we're getting closer to Walt Disney World opening and all of that. So we've got a lot to go through this week. And let's start off with SeaWorld Aquatica and Discovery Cove. What do we got, Michaela?
So as we talked about last time, they reopened June 11th and it's reservations only right now. So you can't just show up to the park and expect to go in. Make sure you're checking their website, getting the tickets and picking a day that you and your family could go. Their hours right now are SeaWorld open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Aquatica 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, Discovery Cove, that's a whole other situation. Mm-hmm. It's reservation. Like, it's always been reservation at Discovery Cove. So that one, you'd have to check the website of when you can actually go. And they're closed Tuesday and Thursday. And as we talked about before, with the new normal face masks and temperature screenings and 6 feet distance are things to remember when you're going to the theme parks.
Okay. Busch Gardens Adventure Island, they reopened on June 11th, also reservations only. Busch Garden hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Adventure Island hours, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they're closed Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So Busch Gardens Adventure Island in the Tampa Bay area.
Right. And that makes sense because I feel like more families are going to go on the weekends.
Right. And I'm sure they're taking those days that they're closed to clean everything.
Right. That's very, very good. Very, very smart. And then next up, Legoland, they reopened the earliest on June 1st. And their park hours varied. I was looking on the website. It varies a lot. It's not just certain days of the week. It's really, they have like a color coding system and they tell you when they're going to be open and closed. It seems like on July 4th, though, it's going to be open the longest from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the water park. And then for the actual park, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So it seems like they're just adjusting of what they think the crowds are going to be like.
Okay. Makes sense.
So that's good to know.
Makes sense. All right. And moving on to Universal Orlando, they reopened on June 5th. Universal and Islands of Adventure hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Volcano Bay, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. City Walk hours, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And always make sure you're checking their website as well for any changes in those hours before you head out the door. They still have their ticket deal going on, buy two, get two free deals if you purchase by August 13th in the Hard Rock.
Yeah. And Universal, sorry to interrupt, Universal and Legoland do not have reservation times.
Okay.
So those you could just pretty much get into the park. Now, will they keep that forever? We don't know.
Okay.
I guess it just depends if they see it influx in admission.
Right. And they do cap the capacity of the park. So,
yes.
You know, when you went, I know you suggested getting there early so that you can make sure you get in, especially if you're driving from any distance. You want to make sure that you actually get in after you drive for 2 hours.
That would stink.
Hard Rock Cafe, Universal Orlando, they're still giving away those free legendary burgers to first responders through June. And today, as we're recording, June 18th, it's the 10-year anniversary of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Really?
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. And, I mean, this is a Disney thing, but Toy Story 3 came out 10 years ago.
The movie?
This week, yeah.
10 years
Toy Story
ago
3.
Was Wizarding World of Harry Potter, the Diagon Alley area?
No, not Diagon Alley. The where Hogwarts is.
Oh, the Hogsmeade. Hogsmeade. Yes. That was the first area.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's
right?
been 10 years since I've tasted my first butterbeer.
Oh. Right? That's what I was thinking about that, too. And it's changed since then.
Wow.
So.
Wow. I remember when that was such a huge deal.
Right? Well, now Hagrid's opened up a year
ago. I know,
ago.
We talked about that last week, and yeah. I was like, I feel like that, and I still haven't ridden it yet. Normally, I'm like right there. I've been on it already, but holy cow.
Time goes by very quickly.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. And the Bourne Spectacular, which is replacing where the Terminator experience was on Hollywood Boulevard, is having a soft opening and technical rehearsals now. And that specifically replaced the Terminator 2 3D experience. Yes. So that looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to go see it. I'm trying to go to the parks next week
to kind of get a feel for it,
to go check it out, see what it's like. They don't allow video or photos inside because it is a technical rehearsal, so it's not officially open. So changes could happen, but I'm intrigued to see what all the hype's about.
For sure. All right, let's get into Disney World. There's a lot of news, Michaela. I'll start off.
Lots of news.
July 11th, Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom will be open. And then following that, July 15th, Epcot and Hollywood Studios will open. Resorts, they have stopped taking reservations, but if you have one, they aren't canceling. But you just can't make a new reservation. All right, you want to take it from here?
Yes. So today, if you're listening to this and you're hearing today and you have a reservation for Walt Disney World between June 22nd and July 11th, go call up Disney right now because you can get your dining reservations already. So this is before the parks open. The parks will not be open yet, so you cannot get dining reservations for in-park dining options. It will just be for Disney Springs and the resorts that will be open, and a lot of them are the deluxe resorts because those are DVC.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so if you have those and you really want to go to a restaurant, go book. There's some information that Disney came out with arriving to your resort, because June 22nd is next week. So Disney World, the Disney Springs is already open, and some resorts are opening. It's crazy how fast this is going. So Disney's releasing stuff as they are finalizing things. So upon arrival to the restaurants, so when you book the restaurants online or through the phone, I'm sorry, I think it's just to the phone, at the time you will be asked to use your My Disney Experience app.
Okay.
To use a new dining check-in feature rather than going to the podium. So it takes away that face-to-face contact and reducing the spread of COVID. And also they're encouraging, if you're going to quick service restaurants, to use the mobile ordering that's also on the My Disney Experience app.
Okay.
You'll be able to go straight to your table, they said, and there's going to be a QR code where you scan it and they'll pretty much bring the food out to your table. So it's not going up and ordering and standing in the line. They really just want to make sure that we're being as safe as possible here. Now, character dining, they're not going to be offered right now during the initial opening of Walt Disney World. They don't know when it's going to come back, but there is one restaurant that will have dining with characters. It is the Topolino's Terrace Flavors of the Riviera at the new Riviera Resort, but it's a modified character dining. I am not sure how they're going to be doing it, so I'm intrigued to see how they're going to try to bring characters back in the dining
for room. Sure. It's probably they're just going to test it there to see if it works, and then if it works, they can roll it out to all the restaurants.
Absolutely, and I think that they chose that restaurant because, one, it's at a resort. It's not in the parks. And two, it's become a very popular dining option. It's like very difficult to get a reservation there. It's almost as hard as the Cinderella's Royal Table.
Wow.
That's how hard it is to get in there. So I figured that was a good way of doing it. Also, it's not face characters. It is Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy,
right,
that are there, so it's not as face to face,
right?
And then for annual pass holders, I know you're an annual pass holder, so mm-hmm. I'm sure you like to hear these things. During the limited capacity period, it may be difficult for annual pass holders to get park reservations to visit on certain days, but to help manage capacity, total reservation days held at one time will be limited.
Okay.
They're going to share more details soon, but I'm hoping with the annual pass holders that they get to go enjoy the parks as much as they used to. I know it's not going to be as convenient, but I'm hoping they can get their money's worth.
Yeah, I mean,
with these passes,
Disney, they'll make sure that annual pass holders get their money's worth. I mean,
yeah, and I'm sure that I know that they have been refunding annual passes up until like when they stopped going to the parks, like when they closed.
Right.
So those options are still available if you feel like you need to use it mm-hmm. Until the parks go back until the quote unquote normal again.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, it's like this is, it's going to be pretty difficult. But think about it. If you're an annual pass holder, yes, they're going to limit the amount of days you could go
mm-hmm.
based on reservations. But think about how many people are not going to be traveling from international.
Right.
And even from within the U.S., within these 48 states that are right here.
Yeah.
Because people are nervous. And also, there are still travel restrictions that might be extended.
Yeah.
Okay. And another thing here, guests checking into their resort hotel will be encouraged to use online check-in rather than going to the front desk. And if you have frequented the resorts at Walt Disney World, you do know that you can get your Magic Bands delivered to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to go to the front desk. And when you get, you can do online check-in. They will deliver the room number to your My Disney Experience app, and you can even open the door with your app. Not all resorts are like this, but you have the option of using the app to open up your door or the Magic Band.
Okay.
But that does not mean that there's no front desk.
Okay.
There's still going to be a front desk to help those guests that have extra needs.
Okay.
If you have questions, if you have issues with things, the front desk is still going to be there, but also the phones will be there too.
Okay.
Cool. One thing before I get into this last thing with Walt Disney World, if you are listening from New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, you might not know this, but if you plan on traveling to Florida before July 7th, you are required to have a mandatory, we have a mandatory 14-day quarantine. It's on your own terms. Obviously, you go wherever you're staying, you have to stay within, let's say, the hotel or your friend's house or your family member's house or your own house. You have to stay quarantined for 14 days. That expires on July 7th. We don't know yet if our Florida government is going to extend that.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind if you booked Disney on July 11th when they reopen the parks. If they extend that, Disney's not going to let you in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are saying that you cannot come. I don't know how they're going to be making sure that if you do travel from those areas, because there are some people that are residents in New York, stayed in Florida through the whole pandemic, and then decide to go to Disney. I'm not sure how they're going to be doing, making sure that those people are, but I know that if they are aware of it, that they are restricting.
Okay. Well, just always call the Walt Disney reservations or contact before your trip, just to make yeah. sure that it will go as planned.
Yeah. And I don't mean to scare anybody.
No, but it's good information.
Yeah, because if you found that out and you're like, oh, shoot, like, should I cancel or should I pick another day? You might want to discuss that with your family if they do decide to extend it.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, it's just a good thing to keep in mind, because I know that I have some family and friends that are from New York or New Jersey that want to come to Disney and even want to mm-hmm. go to the Florida Keys. And I'm like, listen, like, this thing is still mandatory. I've even had friends that went to other states when I had a friend that went to Texas. Okay. And mm-hmm. they, during the time that they had their mandatory quarantine, she got checked on twice.
Really? Yeah.
So someone came to her door. I didn't hear that about everybody, but I know that there are people assigned to check that you are quarantining.
Interesting.
So just to make sure you know, I don't want people wasting their money coming down right. and then having to quarantine for the entire stay.
That's yeah, not that fun. Would stink.
That's not fun, no. But we're trying to be safe here, as safe as possible. There's this other thing that I'm kind of happy and sad about. The NBA will be resuming at Walt Disney World.
Right.
Okay. This is
I saw
big.
That.
It's pretty big news. Like I was like pretty shocked when it all started coming out that it could possibly yeah. happen, but now it's official, and okay. teams will be arriving in early July and stay until mid-October. Wow. But people who are coming to Disney, if you're listening to this and you think you could come to Disney and go see LeBron walking around Main Street, don't plan your trip to come see them, because you won't. You will not see yeah. them. They are going to be at their respective hotels and the Wide World of Sports, and only personnel with NBA or MLS have access to those areas. Okay. And the families of these NBA players are going to be able to come and visit their family and Ooh. Go to the theme parks, but they're not going to the theme parks during regular hours. They're going to have after hours things just for the players and the families. Personnel and their families. Yes.
Okay.
So don't, like I said, don't go and book a trip to Disney World if you want to see Steph and Curry, you know, Steph Curry, yeah. like play. You're not going to be able to, which sucks, but that will all be on television.
Yeah, you can watch it on TV on the ABC Disney.
Yeah, you can watch it on the television. But this is some good information to know. I know NBA is not really theme parks and rec, but them coming to Disney is a big deal, mm-hmm. especially since they're taking up resorts.
Right.
Okay, they're taking up a lot, pretty good amount of resorts that I actually have a reservation for.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going to happen with my reservation, but I'm sure that Disney will work with me. At the yeah. Grandestino Tower, they're going to be booked there a really good amount of teams, the Grand Floridian and the Yacht Club. But they've announced, this is all reporting, this is not official yet, but the Grandestino Tower, they have reported that it will be the hub of where the players are staying. Mm-hmm. And they chose teams that they believe are going to make it far into the playoffs.
Okay.
And they might ask other teams, if it starts dwindling at the Grand Floridian at the Yacht Club, to move their rooms to the Grandestino Tower so they could open the other resorts back up to regular guests.
Makes sense.
So, and of all places, I have the Grandestino Tower booked.
Oh man.
So I was just like, oh, this is so funny, but it's okay, because I only had a one night stay, but I will definitely keep you guys updated on what they do to help me
yeah.
pick another room on property. But I just thought you would want to know, if you are coming to the resort early July to mid October, that those resorts are going to be off limits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So it's crazy to think that all these NBA stars are just going to be walking around our favorite resorts.
I know. My favorite resort to stay in is the Yacht Club, and now I won't be able to go.
Hmm. But if they do start getting eliminated.
Right. They'll start opening them back up.
Right. So I'll keep an eye out if the teams start to, you know, die down, because they said within like the first 52 days, like more than half of the teams are going to be eliminated.
Right. So yeah, they're accelerating the season for
right.
sure.
So just to keep an eye on last minute bookings, especially if you're a Florida resident.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So,
well, that's all. That is very good information.
Oh, Kayla. So much. But, and there's so much more to happen.
I know. As we get into the beginning of July, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more news, because it will be a couple weeks away from those parks opening in a phased reopening. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yes,
for sure. Okay. So since we're not really doing theme park tip of the week, you've kind of switched it into what we're watching. I know, are we watching on Disney Plus, or are you watching on another streaming app?
Right.
So what have you been watching, Michaela?
So I talked last week how I was watching Love Life with Anna Kendrick. I ended up finishing it. It was a wonderful show. It's on HBO Max. It's almost like 500 Days of Summer, you know, the movie 500 Days of Summer, like I talked about last time, and even much more so now. And it's just about her life, and it accelerates each episode, is like pretty much like a year later. And it's just, it's wonderful. It's very real.
Okay.
How life is, I feel. And okay. Then other shows, I know that you finished Queer Eye. I haven't finished it yet. I've been like watching one episode every other day. It is so good. I just try to, you know, take my time on it because I just love it so much. I love Anthony when he cries.
Like, oh, I cry every episode.
And then I finished Fuller House.
I did too.
It was emotional, the last episode, but I want them to come back.
I know, but I don't think they're going to come back again.
I don't think so.
But the last episode, because the Fuller House reboot, the Full House reboot, Fuller House on Netflix, they wrapped after, I think it was 5 seasons on Netflix.
Right.
And the second half of the 5th season was released a couple weeks ago. And the final episode, they did a really nice job. Like, I thought it was very well done.
Right.
A lot of people came back for it, and I thought that was really fun. So, I really enjoyed Fuller House, and I thought they did a nice job. Let's see, what am I watching? I finished Lenox Hill. I don't remember if I talked about that last week or not. It's a documentary series on Netflix about 4 doctors at a hospital in New York. This is pre-pandemic.
Okay.
It was really interesting. And then I started Ozark last week, the latest season, because I had been caught up, and it's really good so far. I think I have 4 episodes left in the season, so that has been really good too. And I actually started watching, I have never seen the movie Bad Boys with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I watched that last weekend, and it was really good.
Did you watch all 3 of them?
No, not yet. I'm doing one every weekend.
Okay.
So yeah, I watched the first one. Oh, and like, I'd never seen a James Bond film. And with my friend, we watched the 4 Daniel Craig, I think it was 3 or 4 Daniel Craig ones that have been out. And those were amazing too.
So, and now you're ready for Time to Die then.
I am so ready for it. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. But, so I've been kind of watching movies that were really popular years ago that I never had the opportunity to watch. And I like a lot of action adventure movies. So they're really fantastic.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
Have you picked up any hobbies?
No, I don't have time for hobbies. I work a lot.
Yeah.
I started coloring a coloring page in March and I still haven't finished. So there's that. I'm just trying to keep a schedule, which is not easy. I haven't really been working out lately either because I have an exercise bike and it broke 3 weeks ago.
Oh no.
So, it's just a lot of TV when I'm not working because I need to like shut my brain off. But have you picked up any hobbies?
No. No. Literally just wedding planning. If that's a hobby, what I've picked up.
I'd say it's a hobby for sure. And I, did get the invitation to your shower.
You did.
So I'm very excited. Very excited.
Oh, yay.
We need to get you a bride mask, like a white mask with like adornments.
Uh-huh.
You know, like bride to be, maybe across it.
And that's a good idea. I was thinking about like doing the embroidery of the top part of the mask.
I know it. I think I've said this before in a podcast, but I never thought I'd need to like coordinate my mask with my bathing suit or my mask with my outfit.
Yeah, it's become a thing now. Now it's like even in the parks, they're like, oh, new mask. Like all these websites that report on it, like, oh, new mask got dropped, like this Hello Kitty mask or this Toy Story mask. And I'm like, how funny. We were like used
sports
to
sports teams.
We used to be
sports teams too.
Oh yeah, sports teams. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Michaela, I hope you stay healthy and things keep progressing with your wedding and you find out what's happening as we move forward in this new normal. Anything you want to add before we go?
No, not right now. But like I said, I'll keep you guys updated on what they tell me to rebook my Destino Tower.
Yeah, no, that I'd be interested to see what happens with that. Thank you for all the information and thank you for joining us. We will catch you next week on Theme Park and Rec.